The lockdown is loosened. We can go back to normal, I hear people say. Businesses reopening, we're on our way. Big stores will be opening today. Hooray! We did the TikToking, Facebooking and FaceTiming and loads of onlining. The queues are a mile from the door. Some on their phones. Will I get 3 pairs or 2? We hear the coughing and sneezing while others are wheezing. But it's too far away to affect you. All to buy new knickers and bras. Clothes a size larger because we emptied our larders. Housecoats and slippers. New shoes for the nippers. Tracksuits and trainers. For people who don't run anywhere. Women buying clothes to wear. To wear. There's products for dyeing your hair and sensible underwear. Curling tongs and other types of thongs, and they can all be bought in there. There are suits, shirts and ties, jocks and socks for the boys. Makeup, eyelashes, blushes and creams. All of these things we've seen in our dreams. Oh, life is good, or so it seems. If there's no social distancing in the stores or the queues, we all know what COVID-19 can do. The first people to see you in your new drapery might be the staff in your local A&E. It'll be very distressing for your family too, watching you trying to breathe through a tube. The sound of the ventilator. All because you wanted to go up the shop's escalator. As you lie in a bed in ICU and the nurses FaceTime them, your relatives will say, "She was mad for the sales." The new suit will get an airing too in the chapel of rest as they file past you. If only he washed his hands and kept his distance in that queue. So, as you go through the door and walk across the department store floor, are new knickers and bras worth a trip to ICU? Now, does that sound like a bargain to you?